Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I experienced the kind of technology yesterday that I love, that I know Kristen is absolutely going to be freaked out by. Have you guys gone through one of those just walkout stores from Amazon yet?
Mm-mm. Oh, wait, yes, I have.
Is there one here?
Yes, in Truist. So I was at the Braves game yesterday, and these Amazon just walkout stores are, this one in particular, it's at Section 131. I know that because that's where our tickets were. And it's a big Crown Royale sign all across of it, right? Right? You go up there, you give them your credit card, you swipe it, right? For your purchase, before you even go into this closed off area, you swipe your credit card, you go in there, you get your food items, and then you just walk out. And on the way out, somewhere there is a camera or something figuring out what's in your hands, and you just walk out of there. I got some booze yesterday, walked right out of there. As I walked out, he's like, hey, the only rule we got here is that you got to open it up, because I guess they don't want you to bring it out of the stadium. Mm. And it charges right to your credit card.
Wow.
I don't know how it works, but it feels illegal. It feels illegal.
So, all right. So you, let me get this right. So you pay us before you even walk in the
little, it's like a little bar area, really.
Okay. So you pay,
but it's all in refrigerators, by the way. So it's all canned stuff. You probably pick up yourself a Dasani or whatever.
Yeah. It's a help yourself. And then you open it, you walk out, and somehow, some way, they know what you got and they charge your card.
They know what you have in your hands, and they charge your card.
So it's just like concessions and stuff?
This is all drinks.
Because up north, I have friends that live near Philly, and they were posting over the weekend that they were at this Amazon store, and it's got these buggies with like these little headlight things, and the buggy reads it was like a grocery store.
So cool.
And you go in it, and there's no people in there. You just scan all your stuff and pay in the grocery cart. And you just go.
So you put the items in the cart and it knows what you put in there.
Yes. You like scan it and you pay for it and you roll out.
Technology making it too easy to spend money.
It's crazy. And have you also seen like the hand, I don't even know what to call them.
It's like a hand scanner.
It's a hand scanner, mm-hmm. Right. So I guess before you go to one of these stores that has a hand scanner, so you have your credit card machine if you still have the old school credit card, right? But you can go onto an app and you could tie that credit card into your palm print.
Nope.
Wait,
yep.
What?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now when you go into one of these stores, you don't have to break out a credit card. You just put your hand over the scanner. It ties to your credit card. You go buy whatever you want.
I am not giving Amazon my fingerprints.
I know it would freak you out.
They have that at the Whole Foods right down here on Roswell Road.
Do they?
You can pay by palm print. I'm not doing it either. I am very wary of giving anyone my fingerprint.
Kristen, have you seen the one where you just spit on the scanner and pay for it? And you give them your DNA and they give it to you for free.
Our break room has a thumbprint for paying. Like, I tried to do it the other day. I didn't know how to set it up, but I was like, this would be great. I can stop bringing my phone into the break room every time I need a little snacky snack.
I do like this for the people who constantly forget their wallet, though. Don't matter. Give me your hand.
Right. You can't forget a hand.
No.
Your
hand is on you, right?
But I thought of that, and I went through there yesterday, and I'm like, Kristen would be totally freaking out right now.
Yeah, that would make me feel odd.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Amazon store works.
Yeah.
They have this new system where they have tags that, there's something that reads the tags, but anyway, they put these on your products and they know the price, they know what's on it. So when you leave the store does a scan and knows that these three things are missing and it charges your card.
But how do they know it's my card to charge?
Mm.
Because do they allow multiple people in there at a time? Because we have a cooler system where I work. And when you open the cooler door, you have to swipe your card at the cooler door.
No.
And when you close the cooler, it does a scan and all the items that are missing are now charged to your card.
No, this wasn't
so that's
what
the way ours works.
This wasn't like that, because I've used something like that. Like if you're in a hotel, if you pull any kind of item out of the refrigerator, there's technology now that it knows what you pulled out and it charges you. This was not like that. So Amanda and I both walked in. She ended up with like a beer in her hand. I had a beer in my hand. And as we walked out, it just charged my credit card.
That is odd.
It's so crazy.
I don't know where the cameras are.
And how did they know to put both drinks on your credit card? Like, how did they know? How did they know she was on your credit card?
I don't know.
I looked it up. It's a combination of computer vision, object recognition, advanced sensors, deep machine learning models, and AI. So it probably scans your face, would be my guess, and links your face to the credit card.
I'm not looking at that.
It was awesome. It was really awesome.
That's too advanced.
Sure, I'm going to have to cancel all of my credit cards today, but man, that was fun. A whole bunch of dudes on TikTok right now calling out women for a stereotype, and unfortunately, Abby is being seen right now.
Yeah, I don't think I know. I fall into a gender stereotype that is not allowing me to rep women well. So, like, have you ever ended up on incel side of TikTok where it's just like a bunch of men with microphones with all their little misogynistic takes? Like, you watch one Andrew Tate video on accident and then the rest of your For You page is just like horrible takes for days and days. Well, I had ended up getting into a bad news cycle like a couple of weeks ago, and I got on the side of TikTok where it was just men with podcasts with their little bad takes, and then women stitching it, and me kind of getting into this deep hole of listening to what men had to say. And I think I get kind of morbidly curious about what's going on in their little brains. You know, like what do they really think about men or women when we're not around? And there was this one TikTok video that was going around with one of those takes, and I had seen it going viral like months and months back, and it was kind of having a resurface on my For You page. And it was a couple of different podcasts with this same exact take. And the first time I had seen this going around, I'd kind of ignored it because I didn't think much of it, didn't think it really applied to me. And then it came up on my For You page a couple of weeks ago because a woman was stitching it. And then I saw all the stitches that other women were doing with it. And
for those that don't know what a stitch is, if you're not on TikTok.
So on TikTok, basically, you can attach your video to somebody else's video. So if I have a video where I'm like, tell me what your favorite color is, somebody can stitch that part and just keep the part where I'm saying, what's your favorite color? And they can stitch me with a video that says, my favorite color is aquamarine because it reminds me of my grandma's pool or something like that.
Very fascinating stuff.
Yes, it really is. And especially when you get on incel side of TikTok. And so this take that was going around was basically men saying that most women are boring because they don't have hobbies. And I was like, wrong. I have hobbies. And all these
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are not a hobby.
Listen, believing in love is a hobby if you want it to be.
Okay.
Abby's like, wrong, man. I have hobbies and I'm still boring.
So it was all these women basically explaining what their hobbies were, and it was all these baddies like showing videos of them being equestrians and like cakes that they've baked and competitions that they've won and novels that they've written. And I was like, wow, women are great. What am I going to stitch with them to show that women have hobbies and interests and are awesome and have hobbies? And I was like, shoot, I don't have hobbies. I might be just as boring as they're claiming that I am. Because like I was really kind of feeling down because there are all these women like doing really cool things like knitting blankets and just all these incredible feats. And I'm thinking, what do I do every day? And I was kind of like, oh my God, I live in Groundhog Day. Like I wake up, I go to work, I work out, I read my little fairy porn books, I go home.
That's a hobby.
Reading's a hobby?
Yes, reading's a hobby.
I thought hobbies were like things you had to do to like you create things, you reach goals. To me, reading is sort of like the equivalent of watching TV. Like I'm doing it for entertainment.
TV's a hobby too.
TV's a hobby? Yeah. We've had this fight before.
Talk about that one, man.
We have We've had this fight before.
I know, and you were wrong then, and you're wrong now.
Whatever.
Watching TV is not a
hobby.
It's
not a hobby.
It is. But see, that's my opinion. Like, what's really the difference from of me sitting down and watching a TV show versus reading a book purely for my own entertainment? Not like a self-help book of, like, how to be a good leader. Like, you know, fairies banging.
Would you say going to the cinema is a hobby if you appreciate movies?
Going to the cinema.
Why did you say going to the movies? You trying to put some spice on it?
See, trying to bedazzle it so it qualifies as a friggin' hobby.
Going to the cinema is a hobby. Going to the movies is not a hobby.
I actually know what you're saying. Like, if you go to one of those independent movie houses and you're watching some independent movie, that could be a hobby. You go to AMC, you suck.
I watched Barbie, and that was a hobby. Thank you very much.
Abby, I feel like your overachiever status is showing. Like, a hobby is something that brings you joy that you do, like reading, and it's active. You don't have to have an end result. Like, you don't have to produce the largest blanket. You don't have to bike ride the most number of miles. It's simply something that you do that brings you joy. Bird watching is a hobby.
Listening to true crime podcast is a hobby.
Oh, so
I'm with you here. I don't get, like, I don't think we are built this way. Like, if I am doing something, I am doing something to improve on it, to, for me to look at it at the end of the day and go, oh, I got really good at that. Or I won a blue ribbon. I don't understand the whole, like, doing something just for the fun of it and then moving on to work. I don't get it.
It doesn't make sense to me either. And don't get me wrong, there are things I do that I enjoy, but I think when I was watching so many women doing it with, like, these incredible end goals, like, I saw this woman who was an equestrian, and I'm like, that's one hell of a hobby. And here I am just, like, reading Fourth Wing for the fifth time.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I don't know why, but for me, it only feels like a hobby if it has an end goal. Like, if there's some form of completion at the end of it that I've accomplished something, then it feels like a hobby. Whereas watching TV, you're just watching TV.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on now.
How about this for a hobby?
That's like saying sleeping.
No, stop. No.
Right. Sleeping. When does it stop if we allow TV to be a hobby?
The dictionary definition of hobby, an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. That's the definition of hobby.
I mean, sitting on the couch and watching TV is not a hobby, man.
It is to some.
All right. How about this? You have a very successful podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, that you do in your free time for fun, and you just hit 1 million downloads. How is that not a super impressive hobby?
Because I got a check for it. I don't know. It feels like work to me. Like,
okay,
work.
But if somebody, like, knitted blankets and they sold them on Etsy for fun, is that then not a hobby anymore?
To me, then that feels like work again.
Yep.
I don't know.
Once you get a check, it's not a hobby anymore.
Oh, my God. Well, then you work too much to have a hobby.
Yes. There you go. Yes. Yeah.
Who's got time for hobbies, man?
I guess I'll take up Legos like the rest of the incels.
Weren't you also the person that said your kids were a hobby?
Yeah, but I backtracked on that. That was just a sad place I was in that day.
Get it? The Bird Show.
What's up, Foos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.